is to give up your choice. Why? Because if that choice is not finished, then you're always trying to do the choosing, right? We're talking about that state of enlightenment that we don't need anything. So even this choice should be eliminated and vanishing from man, me, ego, egoism. Yes.
The free agent would feel no safer if at last he did not become entirely purged of egoism. If there is delicious food and drink in the world, his pleasure is only a branch of the extinction of pleasure. Although he was unaffected by pleasure, he was a man of pleasure and became the recipient of pleasure.
I wish it is clear for you what he's talking about. This is the real stuff. I repeat it, but you will not get it. So let me explain it. Here, there is something that is hard to imagine because it's a conflict of logic here. Who is Shams? What do you think about him? First, let's talk about the appetite. The appetite for pleasure. Does he have the appetite for pleasure or not? What about temptation? Does he have temptation or not? When you think about it, you cannot answer it. Because the answer is illogical. You know who is the real seeker for pleasure? Is Shams. Why? Because he is not seeking for pleasure and he doesn't give a damn for pleasure. Oh yes, this is the difficulty. It works this way. When you give up this self, this ego, he is looking for pleasure, to be happy, when you give it up, then you will be the happiest person on the earth. This is the strange stuff. This is why the logic cannot come here. Because it looks illogical, but it happens, it's like that. Here, he tried to bring it in words. First, he said, in this universe, there is this bite, the good sandwich, and a good soft drink, however you want to imagine it. Says, okay, what is the pleasure for animal? Food, drink, right? What is the pleasure for Shams? That is a good question, right? Do you say, in the universe, yes, if there are the bites and the good drinks, but this fellow I'm talking about, he is submerged in pleasure. That you don't understand. Because you think, okay, Rumi, of course, you get hungry and he wants a good food. Rumi doesn't give a damn about food because food is going to give him the pleasure. He's submerged in the pleasure of presence of Shams. He doesn't need anything else. So, is he sad or is he happy? He's always extremely happy, even without the food, without the drink. This is the secret. When you give up, you have it all. It's controversy, it looks controversy, but it's working that way because we are talking about the positive part of it, right? Let's go to the other side, maybe you understand better. Let's forget about the food. Let's talk about the hunger. Hunger is what? Is it torture for all animals? Is it a torture for Shams? You see, suddenly you cannot say yes. Everybody being hungry feels bad? That fellow doesn't care about it. That's how it works. So you see, the fellow who gives up the pleasure, he has a very pleasureful life because one simple word, needlessness. When you don't need, it's not that you only don't need. You feel good, you feel complete, you feel happy just because you don't need. This is why we are trying to minimize these physical needs. Because needlessness is an attitude. The need is always there. Every living creature needs the food, right? But the enlightened people, they don't suffer from the lack of the food. Means as if there is always the best food in front of them. This is how it works. Yes?
I'm going to go on to the next verse.
No. The last one. Repeat the last verse, please.
Although he was unaffected by pleasures, he was a man of pleasure and became the recipient of pleasure.
Ah. You see, the fellow who gives up the pleasure, so the pleasure doesn't influence him. But he is a pleasureful fellow, and the pleasure is always there for him because of that needlessness. And this is something that needs to be explained. I know you didn't get it. So the first word of the next paragraph is explanation of this. So have this in mind and look at it next time, inshallah, because the next one is a big paragraph. And we are going to study it carefully because this is one of those points that you should feel good about it. It's the irony, it's opposite. We are talking about it like that. Yes, it looks like this and that, but it works. مرتضی را گفت روزی یک عنود کوز تعظیم خدا آگه نبود. بر سر بامی قصر بس بلند حفظ حق را واقفی ای هوشمند. گفت آری او حفیظ است و غنی هستی ما را ز طفلی و منی. گفت خود را اندر افکن هین ز بام اعتمادی کن به حفظ حق تمام. تا یقین گردد مرا ایقان تو و اعتقاد خوب با برهان تو. پس امیرش گفت خاموش کن برو تا نگردد جانت زین جرأت گرو. کی رسد مربنده را که با خدا آزمایش پیش آرد زبتلا. بنده را کی زهره باشد که از فضول امتحان حق کند ای گیج گول. این خدا را میرسد کو امتحان پیش آرد به هر دمی با بندگان. تا به ما را نماید آشکار که چه داریم از عقیده در سرار. هیچ آدم گفت هم را که تو را امتحان کردم در این جرم و خطا. تا ببینم غایت حلمت شها آه کرا واجد مجال این کرا. عقل تو از بس که آمد خیر سر هست عذرت از گناه تو بتر. آنکه او افراش سقف آسمان تو چه دانی کردن او را امتحان. ای ندانسته تو شر و خیر را امتحان خود را کن آنگه غیر را. امتحان خود چه کردی ای فلان فارغ آیی از امتحان دیگران. چون بدانستی که شکردانه ای پس بدان بی امتحان بی امتحانی که اله شکری نفرستد ناجایگاه. این بدان بی امتحان از علم شاه چون سری نفرستد در پایگاه. هیچ عاقل افکند در سمین در میان مستراحی پرچمی. زن که گردم را حکیم آگهی هیچ نفرستد به انبار کهی. شیخ را که پیشوا و رهبر است گر مریدی امتحان کرد او خر است. امتحانش گر کنی در راه دین هم تو گردی ممتحن ای بی یقین. جرأت و جهلت شود عریان و فاش او برهنه کی شود زن افتتاش. گر بیاید ذره سنجد کوه را بردارد زن که ترازو شی فتا. که از قیاس خود ترازو میتند مرد حق را در ترازو میکند. چون نگنجد او به میزان خرد پس ترازوی خرد را بردارد. امتحان همچون تصرف دن درود تو تصرف بر چنان شاهی مگر. چه تصرف کرد خواهد نقش ها بر چنان نقاش بحر ابتلا. امتحانی گر بدانست و بدید نه که هم نقاش آن بر وی کشید. چقدر باشد خود این صورت که بست پیش صورت ها که در علم وی است. وسوسه این امتحان چون آمدد بخت بد دان کامد و گردن زدد. چون چنین وسواس دیدی زود زود با خدا گرد و در و اندر سجود. سجدگه را تر کن از عشق روان که ای خدا تو وار آنم زین گمان. این زمان که امتحان مطلوب شد مسجد دین تو پرخروب شد. چون در آمد از به داوودی به تنگ که بسازد مسجد اقصا به سنگ. وحی کردش حق که ترک این بخوان که ز دستت بر نیاید این مکان. نیست در تقدیر ما آن که تو این مسجد اقصا براری ای گزین. گفت جرمم چیست ای دانای راز که مرا گویی که مسجد را مساز. گفت بی جرمی تو خونها کردی خون مظلومان بگردن بردی که ز آواز تو خلقی بی شمار جان بدادند و شدند آن را شکار. خون بسی رفته است بر آواز تو بر صدای خوب جان پرداز تو. گفت مغلوب تو بودم مست تو دست من بربسته بود از دست تو. نه که هر مغلوب شه مرحوم بود نه که المغلوب کل معدوم بود. گفت این مغلوب معدومیست کو جز به نسبت نیست معدوم. ایغنون این چنین معدوم کو از خیش رفت بهترین هست ها افتاد زفت. او به نسبت با صفات حق فناست در حقیقت در فنا او را بقاست. جمله ارواح در تدبیر اوست جمله اشباح هم در تیر اوست. آنکه او مغلوب اندر لطف ماست نیست مضطر بلکه مختار و ولاست. منتهای اختیار آن از خود که اختیارش گردد اینجا مفتقد. اختیاری را نبودی چاشنی گر نگشتی آخر او محفظ منی. در جهان گر لقمه و گر شربت است لذت او فرع محو لذت است. گرچه از لذات بی تأثیر شد لذتی بود و لذتگیر شد. مسلم.